For today's High Peak Viewpoint, I'm talking to Alistair Redfern, the Bishop of Derby, about the Archbishop of Canterbury's visit to Glossop. Tell us about the baptisms on Wednesday night. I mean, it sounds like it's going to be the most amazing experience.
It is, and I'm delighted that Archbishop Justin's willing to do this, really. It's very spectacular. I go to churches where they baptise people by full immersion. And to see people's faces when they come out of the water is really dramatic. It's a huge experience. And the fact that the Archbishop will participate in this, it'll be very important, of course, for those being baptised, but a great witness to people in the street and around about the Christian faith, about the seriousness of the commitment. And it's also, I think, a good sign of Archbishop Justin's style. He gets pitched in with people where they are in real places.
Yeah, I was reading that when he'd done a similar baptism in Wiltshire, he'd said to the crowd that everybody thinks church is boring, but actually this is wonderful theatre. And I thought that really summed it up.
It does. I mean, it's fun and it's serious at the same time. Baptism about water. This is about a shed load of water. But of course, people used to be baptised in rivers. So it recreates the fact it's a dramatic moment in people's lives, but it's a dramatic moment for the whole community, which is why he calls it theatre, because it's a witness to the community that people want to make this commitment, take this step, and be disciples.
And he's known for his evangelical enthusiasm, and it's an absolutely jam-packed three-day tour of Derbyshire. How important is it for him and for yourself to get out there and connect with people?
Well, of course, it's very important to make a witness for the church. But when he first said he'd like to come, I did a draft program for the 3 days and I showed it to him. And he said, well, I could do much more than that, which is a part of his style, really. I was trying to, as you would with a visitor, you give them some space, recovery time, relax time. But he wants to make the most of his time. And that's very generous of him. I think it's, again, part of the energy and drive he brings to the job. And it will allow us to involve more projects, more communities, more activities. And in each one, we're asking him to kind of bless what we're doing, to help us see new things we might do, and to challenge us where we need to be perhaps doing things we're not doing at the moment.
And he has a very open style. He's talked about his parents' alcoholism. He's talked about the death of his seventh-month-old daughter in a car accident and the impact that had on him. He's recently had DNA testing and discovered that he's actually the son of Winston Churchill's last private secretary. Caroline Wyatt, the BBC's religious affairs correspondent, called him one of the most unusual archbishops of Canterbury that we've ever had, with a life worthy of a Dickens character. Do you think that makes him more relatable to ordinary people?
Well, two comments, really. There have been some pretty unusual archbishops of Canterbury, if you look historically across the centuries. But I think what Archbishop Justin brings to this office, there's a directness, a simplicity, and a seriousness about how he engages with people. You meet the real person, there's no dressing up, there's no spin. And I think the way he's handled some of these challenges you've referred to recently are a great example. People around the county, when the thing about his father came out, wanted to tell me how impressed they were with the simple, direct, honest way, human way, he'd handled it. And I think that's a mark of one of his deepest gifts, really. He hasn't lost himself in the office of Archbishop. He puts himself into it.
And he has real-life experience with his background from the oil industry as well, doesn't he?
Yes, I mean, he's run a major business, and of course, the church, in one sense, is a large, complex organisation, a bit like a major business. He brings an awful lot of wisdom and insight to the challenges we face as how to use our resources well, how best to have priorities, all the things you need to think about, all the things we see in the Gospels when we read them through those eyes. And again, I think it's one of the gifts he brings to the church of our time.
Well, we look forward to welcoming you both to the High Peak, and thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us.
No, it's great to be part of your network, and I hope people turn out in Glossop to celebrate his visit.